Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
G'day guys, welcome back to another instalment of the Pelican Scoop. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank. Of course, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation, as per normal. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter if you want to follow me. And at HoopBallPels, of course, as well, if you'd like to follow the show. We're back again, guys. We try to flog these out, and I try to get the post-games out as quickly as I can. I watched the game this morning, and I realised that I wasn't going to do it straight away. I was going to take a bit of a walk, go and watch my Perth Wildcats, who kicked off their season today, have a great win against the South Melbourne Phoenix at Perth Arena, and I got to sit in my allocated membership seat because our COVID is non-existent pretty much in Perth, so loving life at the 50% capacity at RAC Arena today, and go Wildcats. Let's go and make the playoffs for the 35th straight time. That would be fantastic. Now, enough about those guys. You've probably heard enough about the NBL from my discussions throughout the journey. But we're here to talk Pels. I've had a deep breath. I've had a bit of a sit around. And, you know, it was the last game of a long two-week road trip. Seven games, I think it turned out to be. Pretty brutal. And, I mean, I think the hardest stretch of schedule that anyone's had this year, as well as definitely for us, it was definitely the most difficult part of the whole season to date. I think Andrew Lopez summed it up perfectly going into this road trip, and he tweeted it again today. We could have been going into this road trip 7-2. Instead, we leave 5-10 on the season after 15 games. And by no way is this a abort mission. We're going for number one draft pick now. It's just a blip in the road, and I think that has to be the way that we look at this. This is not going to be a carry-on whinge, and we're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater or anything like that. It's purely going to be a reflective piece, I think. Having a look at the road trip, having a look at the game today, obviously there wasn't much to take from that. It was pretty woeful, and I was tweeting Antonio Daniels, the commentator for the Pelicans, and he hit the nail on the head. You know, the game, you can't beat, you can't bail out a team, you can't bail out another team, and they definitely did. The Wolves by no stretch were impressive, but the Pelicans were worse. So, yeah, a bit of a shame. Again, we go back to the long road trip. They've been away from their families. They can't communicate with one of each other or each other while they're on this road trip, besides when they're playing. I think from all reports, it is hotel or game, and that's pretty much it during this, because of the COVID restrictions. So you feel for these guys. You know, they're a bunch of young guys just getting going in the league. You know, they're used to a lifestyle where there was a sense of normality. You know, you went out, it was exciting. You got to go and be an NBA player. Look at me. But it takes all the shine out of it when you're just stuck in your hotel, whether it's a nice hotel or not. It's still going to be pretty drab sitting around doing nothing all day, every day, until you play a game at 9 o'clock at night. So you feel for the guys. You know, it was a road trip. We played, three of the top five teams, I think, in the league or in the West on this road trip. You know, Lakers, Clippers, the Jazz twice, all those guys. I think that's the top three teams in the West at the moment. So, not unexpected to drop them. And the games that we have dropped, I think, while we did give a couple up, and let's be real here, by no stretch of the imagination did we get thoroughly beaten. We dropped some winnable games and ones that we had sewn up. The Pacers game sticks out to me, and I think it always will, because we really just gave that game away. But, you know, you go into, say you went into this road trip and we went in with 7-2. All of a sudden you're sitting, what, first in the West? Second in the West? And people are going, oh, hang on. There's a bit of, I suppose, caution and awareness that these guys are a real threat. Instead, you go in, well, 5-6 or something it was, and then you go and drop 7 straight. We beat the Kings, that was it. So nearly 7 straight, and yeah, it was just disappointing. It was a disappointing road trip. I know the guys will be hard on themselves. Stan will be racking his brain trying to get the guys clicking, but it's all part of it. It's a learning experience. We've got to walk before we run. This is not a championship season. We've spoken to all the guys a lot closer to the team than I am, who all said, let's aim for that play-in spot. So let's do it. Let's go and find that play-in spot. So we'll do a bit of a post-game to start off the show, now that I've had my little road trip reflections, we'll call that. If I was a patient man and like doing my editing more than I do, I would put a little bit of music, something like that, you know, like the elevator music, road trip reflections with Lyle, but it's not going to be like that. We're going to jump straight into the game. So we did get defeated the last game of the road trip, 120-110. We'll go the quarter by quarter as we always do. First quarter we came out all right, 31-28. BI was on an absolute tear. Second quarter, 33-35, which was not great. They started chipping back. I think we're up by one at the half. Then we came out and scored 14 in the third, and they scored 24. So, really bad. I think it was the 9-minute mark, and we're still at 9 points for the whole quarter. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, which is pretty bad. And then we just couldn't get back from there. The last quarter, it was 33-32. They came out on top, 120-110. Just got towed up by the bench, by Minnesota's bench. They had no D'Angelo Russell. They had no Karl Anthony Towns. And those guys allegedly account for about 42% of their points, or 42 points a game, which they didn't have. So we got to see Naz Reid with 20 points. We got to see Anthony Edwards, the number one pick, have 18 off the bench. Jared Vanderbilt had 16 and 11, a couple of steals and a block. Malik Beasley had 16, 6 and 3. And Culver had 16 on 6 of 9 shooting off the bench. So he got beaten by this whole heap of guys that were playing for contracts, and they looked more desperate. They looked like they wanted to be there, and they came out to play, and we wrote them off, I think. You know, Jordan McLaughlin, who's on a two-way contract, he had 19 minutes off the bench, had 11 points and 4 assists. He made us look silly, so did Ed Davis. And you're sitting there going, who are these guys? These guys aren't big money players, not high draft picks. Few ragtag players. Of course, Vanderbilt and Culver have been around the league a little while, and were also high draft picks. But besides that, Anthony Edwards was. But there's a few guys, the ones that beat us, Naz Reid and Jordan McLaughlin, they're the ones that made us look silly. I don't think they were high draft picks at all. So if we're going to put credit anywhere, but we're going to give credit anywhere, I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it to the bench brigade and the ragtag bunch of misfits that came out. And I probably apologize. It's probably a bit rude saying that to the Minnesota Timberwolves guys, because they deserve the win. They absolutely deserve the win. It was our guys that were the misfits, I guess, because they just couldn't get it together. So from our team, we'll go across and have a look at the box score. Zion had 19 and 11. B.I. dropped a 30-piece. Bledsoe, 28. He was very good on the night. Lonzo Ball had 11, 4, and 7 assists. A couple of steals and a block. Shot 4 of 10, 3 of 9 from 3, and Stephen Adams was quiet with 5, 3, and 2. Nickeil Alexander-Walker had 10 off the bench, and no one else really did anything. Yeah. So, you're getting 30 from Zion, from BI, and then you're getting another 20 from Zion, so there's 50 points there. We got to 110. Where's the rest of it coming from? You get another 30 from Bledsoe. Is he going to be the guy every night? No, we talked about this. We need to know who that third guy is. And if it is Bledsoe and you're going to get between 18 and 25 from him a game, well, good. But be that guy, because we're going to need someone else to score, because we're getting absolutely hammered when we get into a shootout, which this was. This was a track meet shootout. It honestly, I can't wait for the team to realise that they're not actually a good three-point shooting team. Pardon me. Say that 10 times. The Pels aren't, and everyone seems to know it except our guys, because we're happy to launch them and always at inopportune times. When we started going on a run and dragging the game back, and at a point it really did get back to 6 points or something with about 20 seconds to go, and you're sitting there going, well, hang on, why didn't we do this run before? Why couldn't we win this game? And it was because we made bad decisions in that third quarter. It's always a third quarter meltdown, third or late second, and you sit there going, what is it about that quarter? Well, in Aussie rules, in Australian football, we call it the premiership quarter, because that's the one you win, have a big third quarter, you blow the other side out. And we didn't get blown out at all. We just couldn't score. And I think it was settling for threes. It was not driving to the basket. I mean, go in the paint. You've got these guys, B.I. and Zion, who operate around the paint and can do really well. And you've got Jackson Hayes was good, you know, in terms of getting those rebounds. He's athletic. Use the athleticism of him. Use the size of Stephen Adams. And, you know, use our strengths. Know your personnel. I'm going to quote Antonio Daniels again, because I'm a big fan of him. I reckon he's just says the right things, and I reckon that's...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spot on. Know your personnel, KYP, and he says it all the time in the call. They were really, well, Vanderbilt, for example, really good at getting offensive rebounds. Athletic, long, McDaniels again for them, long, rangy sort of guy, gets a few blocks, gets a few rebounds, high athleticism, high motor. Our guys, not good three-point shooters. So don't shoot threes. Shoot twos. You know, they quoted in the call Greg Popovich, who said, you don't have to hit a home run. You don't have to hit a home run straight away. Just get 2 points, 4 points, 6 points, and just tick away, tick away, tick away. And all of a sudden, you're up by 18 because you've ticked away, and you just haven't had empty possessions. You've just got good two-point looks. You've got a phenomenal bloke who played. The best player in the paint is on our team. And do we go to him every time? No. We're going to have a look at the box score and get that back up. And we're going to have a look at who took the most shots. So, Zion. Now, hang on. Let's go from top to bottom. Field goal attempts. Bledsoe had 23. Ingram had 20. Lonzo Ball had 10, and Zion had 16. He had 16 field goal attempts for the whole game, and he's one of our two best players. Why is not B.I. getting 25, and why is not Zion getting 25? That should be, and that you should give 50 shots to those guys. Whatever they do, you're going to get a good return. You are. It's just how it works. They're good players, whether they own in on them or not. They're good players. So, frustrating to see again that we're not going to the guys that are going to win us basketball games until it's too late. I mean, we started giving the ball to Zion and B.I. with 5 minutes to go when you're down by 18. Go and sort the game out. Go and fix it now, guys. Well, how about we don't need to ever fix it if we get up 20 and continue to just keep building a lead? It's these evaporating leads that are absolute killers. They're coach killers, honestly. You know, Stan will be sitting there scratching his head going, why is this happening? And he's blaming the defense, but I think it's the offense. I really think it is because we settle. It's like we're not fit enough to get up and down the court and hit these drives and draw the foul and draw the contact. Or we think we're better shooters than we are because the Pels are not good three-point shooting team. They really aren't. So, who knows? But there's definitely stuff to work on. And it wasn't a great game. They were outworked. And that, I think, was the most disappointing part is that the guys just sort of settled. And they looked a bit lackadaisical. And every time the other guys come down the court and hit a shot, it was like another nail in the coffin. It was like, oh, we're going to lose this one as well. And that's so tough. It's so tough to shake that mentality. And hopefully, I pray that they get back to a bit of normality and that helps them get the morale back up. Everyone gets around one another again. You can see your families. You can have a bit of, I don't know, downtime, I guess, not in a hotel room by yourself. That's what I hope for the guys, just so they can reset. It's a long, long, long season. 57 games to go, I'm fairly certain. It's a long time. We're not going to be mucking around with playoffs or even thinking about playoffs until another 2 or 3 months away, you know. We're not even looking at that. We just want to get the best out of these guys. And I can see Pelicans' Twitter and it fires on all cylinders at all times and everyone's saying, blaming this person and blaming that. And there's a lot of calling out of each other and it's a bit of a shame, really, because everyone just loves the Pels. That's the thing, is Pelicans' Twitter is ruthless. There's a few people that try to call each other out, and that's a shame. But I hope we can all just see past that and get the best out of this team. And if we can all come together and put our collective minds together, we're a much stronger united. But anyway, it's enough of my philosophy for one day. So where to from here? We head back to New Orleans and take on the Spurs in a couple of days. Lewis Prejean and I were joking on Twitter about what road trip, basically start the season again now. It's actually not a bad mentality to have. You say, all right, well, that's 10-5. That's a third or what is it? Sixth of the season done. From here, how do we improve? What do we want to get out of this? So Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., Pels take on the Spurs. It's going to be good fun. So it'll be Monday night over there, which will be great. The Spurs are 8-8 on the season, so they're a bit ahead of us. But, you know, they've been up and down as well. So it'll be good if we can come out and make a bit of a statement, especially at home. That would be really good. They are an inside playing team as well. You know, they have a couple of three-point shooters, Patty Mills and guys like that, but not a huge three-point shooting team. LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan are mid-range players. This is a chance to go against a team that is similar to us. So it'd be really good to knock this one on the head and win this. But we'll see what happens. You can't predict anything these days. It's a bit tough to see, but that'll be good. A couple of days, bit of rest, get home, have a look. Kiss your wife, you know, chill out for a bit and enjoy it. And then, you know, we have another game at home, and that's against the Wizards. So another team that's been absolutely decimated by injuries, and they traded John Wall, of course, at the start of the season for Russell Westbrook, who's been injured, and Thomas Bryant, who has done an ACL. So they've got Bradley Beal. It's a good chance for us to not tamper, but have a chat to him and see what he wants to do. And prove to him that he could be a real helper for this team. You know, that'd be good to go and get. But again, I'm not 100% in on him. If he comes, well, that'd be awesome. I'll probably get his jersey, but we'll see what happens there. I'm not set on. He's averaging 34.5 points a game. So another guy that we'll have to shut down. Josh Hart will have his hands full against him. Lonzo as well. But it's time to really dig in. Now, as always, before I get to my three takeaways, This has been brought to you by mybookie.ag, good friends of the show and of Hoopball. And of course, manscaped.com. Hoopball20 is the code. Use it. Go and get yourself a shaver or a moisturiser or an oil or a pair of jocks, whatever you need. They've got it over there. Hoopball20, HOOPBALL20 at checkout. And that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Tell them Lyle sent you, and they'll scratch their head and say, where's he from? But nonetheless, go and do it. Go and support the people that support us. So my three takeaways. Number one, shot delegation. The most shots need to come from Zion and Brandon Ingram. They're the two best players. They're your leaders. They're your stars. Give them the ball. Number two. He says, how succinct was that tonight? Number two, Bledsoe. If you're going to be the number three player, then do it consistently. We need you to step up. Silly turnovers are not something we can afford. You've been around the league long enough to not make turnovers like that, like passing in or bouncing the ball to a guard or to a tall bloke who's got a guard on him. Like, what are you doing? Give it to our advantage, our guy's advantage. Spot on. Number three. Let's get home, get the morale. Put the road trip behind us. It's a sleep new season. Start again. Write it all off. Dig in. Let's get the mentality right. Defensive-minded team that can score. And score well. And score in the paint. You know, it's not about trying to beat teams by shooting threes. Go and reset. Get back in the gym. Get it back together and no doubt we'll come good. It'll happen. It always happens, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll happen. And worst comes to worst, you know, we go really bad and we get the number one draft pick, so that'll be all right. But we'll see what happens there. So, guys, this is going to be a little short one, I suppose. We've got a couple coming up. We've got a very special guest I'm interviewing in a couple of days, which I'm going to try to fit in amongst the post-games and stuff as well. I've just got to sit down and record, and I've also got to edit another one, and we'll put those interviews up because they're a bit of fun as well, you know, throw them out there. Also, guys, I love to thank you all for the support throughout the show this year. It's been going absolutely gangbusters, and I credit it all to you guys who give it a download and a listen, and yeah, we appreciate you because it looks good for me, and you know, that means I must be doing something right if you guys are giving it a listen. So time and time again, you keep coming back, and I appreciate you all for that. So yeah, thanks guys from all over the world too. I love that. Yeah, I'm just sitting in my second bedroom in Perth recording this, and you guys are tuning in, so I appreciate you all. But anyway, that's enough of my sap. Make sure you tune in a couple of days. We'll get another one, and hopefully we'll get a win against the Spurs. I'll leave you with this. Look after yourselves, rest up, and bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.